This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming former Congressman Devin Nunes of California in the breadbasket of America, the San Joaquin Valley. And what we're looking at right now is the enormous climate change that is underway in California. Specifically, the climate change is that there used to be a drought. There might still be a drought, but it sure looks like there's a lot of rain and snowfall coming. So I immediately think to myself, Devin has taught me over the years that the valley needs rain, that the aquifers need to be replenished, that pay attention, the breadbasket will run dry, and that damages the California and America and the world, because the breadbasket of California also exports overseas to countries that are in need. Devin, a very good evening to you. Rain, rain, rain. I get reports from Jeff Bliss in Southern California, from my brother in the Sierra Madres in Northern California, but the valley. Does this rain signify a change in direction over after all these years of drought? Good evening to you, Devin.
John, it's great to be with you. And late Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
So, John, this is California has plenty of water, especially in the north. And the Sierra Nevada mountain range is, you know, the tallest point in the continental United States is in my backyard in Tulare County, Mount Whitney. And they raise up to, you know, over 14,000 feet. And so year in and year out, even if there's a drought, there's usually plenty of snowfall. Now, all that water runs down into the San Joaquin Valley and the Sacramento Valley, and then it meets in the Delta, which starts in Sacramento and goes out to the San Francisco Bay. And so the founding fathers, really, of the state were genius. They built the most sophisticated irrigation system ever built on the planet. And still today, that irrigation system is still there. It still works. The problem is it doesn't work if you let water prematurely out of the dams and let it flow down and through the system, into the rivers, into the Delta, and then you don't turn on the big pumping stations that move that water into the California aqueduct and ship it south. So that's really been the biggest problem, has been letting water go and then not turning the pumps on. So even today, we're letting millions and millions of gallons a day that are just going out to the ocean. So it's not unusual for California to have 5 years of drought. And in fact, you know, we're only in year, this would be year four if it was dry. It was only a few years ago that we had a record winter. So the real key has been the policies that the state of California has promoted. And then there's been lawsuits by the radical environmental groups using the Endangered Species Act that have curtailed water. So it's really been a job of politicians, left-wing politicians in California. The state continues to pass laws that allow for either water to continue to flow out, or they oppose what President Trump did. You may remember, John, we covered it extensively on your show. President Trump came out to the valley. He made it so there was the first time in some 25 years that we actually reversed the system to where the system was originally worked as it was designed to work, for the pumps to run, the dams to store the water, pumps to move the water. And at that time, if you go to the 1980s, John, there was plenty of water. There was really no shortage of water. And it sounds too good to be true, because everybody knows, you know, you think of California being dry, but everybody forgets about the Sierra Nevada mountain range. And really the driest points in the state, surprising, but obviously Los Angeles, which everyone knows the history of Los Angeles. You've got, you know, some 20-some million people living in the greater Los Angeles area. They get their water from Arizona, Owens Valley, and also from the Sierra Nevada mountain range. But one that people don't know a lot about, which the environmental groups and the politicians live in San Francisco, one of the driest places in California is the San Francisco Peninsula. And in fact, when explorers first arrived in San Francisco into the bay, of course, they liked the bay because it was safe harbor. You could, once you got around off the Pacific Ocean, that bay, it was a great place, one of the greatest places to have ports in the world, except they didn't have any water. And so that was one of the concerns when you look back on the history in the 1800s, you know, even prior to the gold rush and during the gold rush and after the gold rush, was how are we going to get water there? And San Francisco, conveniently, it's dry as a bone, but one of the, or the primary source of water for the San Francisco Peninsula is actually Yosemite National Park, where they took a small valley, a little smaller valley than Yosemite Valley that everybody's seen, but one that was equally as beautiful. They built a big dam there called Hetch Hetchy, and they ran a pipeline all the way to the San Francisco Peninsula. And to this day, it's one of the most hypocritical things that I dealt with. It's one of been my frustrations when I served in Congress, was that the people that had the water and had the system didn't follow the same laws that the rest of the state has to follow. And the people that get harmed the worst are the people in the San Joaquin Valley, which ironically are the ones that are sitting right below the water. So the water flows through the valley and to San Francisco and to LA. And a lot of times we're basically in a permanent drought, even if it rains. So we are now down to, we need miracles. So right now we need flooding. We need floods to save the farms in the San Joaquin Valley. And even if we continue to get the rain flow that's coming now, I think right now most places are probably at average, getting close to average for the entire year. And remember, we're a Mediterranean climate, so the rain dissipates by the end of March. The rain is pretty much over. You may get a few showers in April, but then we go April, May, June, July, August, September, October with virtually no rain. And so we're about average for our October to April rainfall today. If we could get 1.5 or 200% of normal for that period, sadly, we'll have flooding. People will get harmed. There will be damage, but everyone will have water. And sadly, if we don't run years, even in a year that's an average year, farms will not have water. So you really need flooding in order for all the farms in the valley to have water. It's a sad state of affairs. It's something that could be stopped, but when President Trump did a small move to get more water with the support of the Republicans in the California delegation, the Democrats in the delegation, by large, opposed those changes. And in fact, when the Trump administration policies went through and became effective, Governor Newsom went immediately to court to halt those, and now the Biden administration has completely reversed or stalled those changes. And so we're in this position of, we need floods, we need damage in order for us to have water.
Therefore, as I understand it, this is a policy drought, not a human nature, not a Mother Nature drought. Is that the way to read this?
Well, yeah. I mean, there can be a drought or there can be flooding. I mean, but the fact of the matter is that the system was designed to withstand 5 years of drought. So it's policies that don't allow the system to operate properly like it was designed. So you end up letting water go out to the Pacific Ocean year in and year out. And in fact, John, this is an interesting statistic that I've said many times on your show, but it can never be repeated enough. About 70%. Of the water that flows into the delta, that confluence of Sacramento to the Bay Area, all the Sierra Nevada mountain range watershed, about 70% of that water on average is let go to the ocean year in and year out. And if you only tick that up, actually, I got that wrong. 75% of the water is on average goes out to the ocean. if you actually, you could still let out 70%. Okay, 70% of the water you could still let out, and California would be flush in water. Everybody would have a green lawn. We'd have no reason to have rocks, fake grass. It would be lush and green by still letting 70% of the water flow out to the ocean, where currently we allow 75% of the water to go out to the ocean.
In this explanation, where does the Delta smelt fiasco fit? How does that apply?
Well, the Delta smelt is the species that they use that they brought the lawsuits under, both Delta smelt and salmon. So there's essentially two lawsuits on both of those species. And that's what stopped the water over the past, almost 25 years now. That's what has curtailed the pumping and the storage of water behind the great big dams that are all over the state. There's so many water projects that were built in the 30s all the way to the 1960s, which was really the last time we built a major reservoir. And that's those have been the last ones built. But, you know, sadly, you know, we could really use maybe two or three more big facilities. Actually, the raising of Shasta Dam would be very helpful. There's a reservoir that would be nice to be built in the what's called the East Bay. And then the raising and then the building of Temperance Flat, which is down in the Fresno, Bakersfield area. If you did those three facilities, it would just give a massive flexibility to the system. It would actually improve the environment. It would actually create so much water that as long as you keep the water and pump the water, that you'd have just incredible flexibility to do just about whatever you wanted because you'd have so much water.
Devin Nunes, former congressman from California, now the CEO, the guru of Truth Social. We're going to turn to social media next, but I wanted to be encouraged by these huge storms that are hitting California. And what I've learned from Devin again is that the storms cannot undo what has been done by the legislation in California and in Washington about the valley and about resources. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.